And art is a reflection of our society and culture, as well as something that informs our society and culture. So isn't it important we account for all art history and all artists who participated in art movements? Well, the new Art Gallery of New South Wales exhibition, Dangerously Modern, Australian Women Artists in Europe, 1890 to 1940, celebrates 50 artists who defied gender expectations to study, exhibit and create art. We have the Gallery Director of Collections and Exhibition Curator, Wayne Turnicliffe, here to tell us more. Wayne, are you there?
I am here indeed.
Well, thanks for coming on. Now, the exhibition explores 1890 to 1940, which was obviously a very impactful period for history and art history, with the emergence of movements like Fauvism, Cubism and Impressionism. Did the immense global upheaval from World War to women's suffrage shape the women's artistic output or opportunities? Or were they still...
Yeah, no, it undoubtedly did. And I think it is a period of remarkable change and technological development. You had film and cinema invented in the 1890s, followed by motor cars, followed by aeroplanes, the gramophone, radio first broadcast in the 1920s, invention of penicillin, First World War, the emergence of the Second World War and the Great Depression. So like our moment now, there was a lot of technological change, but also conflict during this period. And undoubtedly that affected women's experience as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so there were lots of opportunities, but there, I imagine, very many closed doors and challenges for these artists.
Yes, there were. It was the beginning of the period of the show, 1890, is when the first wave of women really trained professionally as artists. And they have to pry doors open, and the art schools and the exhibition opportunities, art societies, museums, etc. But the Australians and New Zealanders are pretty effective at doing that. And as you mentioned with women's suffrage, part of the reason probably was that achieved political rights in this part of the world relatively early on, which I think sort of really propelled them forward.
Mm. Yeah, thank goodness for that, huh? Glad we don't have to go through that. Now, the title Dangerously Modern suggests that possibly the modernity of the women who participated are almost threatening tradition in both gender and art. How did you come up with that title?
The title is actually a quote from one of the artists, Thea Proctor. So after 20 years in London, she returns to Sydney in the 1920s. In London, she's seen as being of her time. But in Sydney, she's surprised to be labelled by critics as dangerously modern. And I think that just shows you how the work and the lives of women leads could be seen as threatening by the patriarchy. There's no question.
Mm. And the women who did come back to Australia after studying abroad, I mean, they must have, felt a bit deflated. I can imagine they were treated quite differently.
I think they sort of came back to Australia with gusto as well. Like, I think they were confident in their art practice. They were confident in the successes they had in Europe. So, yes, undoubtedly, there would have been deflating moments. But they did push change in Australia too. I mean, Thea Proctor and Margaret Preston transformed Australian art in the 1920s and brought it sort of kicking and screaming from sort of traditional painting into far more modern approaches.
Mm-hmm. Now, what sparked the idea for this exhibition? Was there a particular artist or discovery that initiated the project?
Yeah, it came from, it's a collaboration with the Art Gallery of South Australia, and it actually came from work we'd both been doing on our collections and historical works by women artists in our collections. And the most exhibited works were usually ones done in Australia, but we had these remarkable works done in Europe. And that led us to investigate further and discover just how many Australian and New Zealand women were going to Europe and just how well they were doing during that period. Often there's not enough surviving works by artists to do a solo show, so doing a group show was a great way to bring them together and show the strength of their practice.
Okay. Now, did the curation of this exhibition change your perspective on this period of art and history at all, or were you already, like, you know, familiar with it all?
No, it changed it. I'd say it changed it. I mean, I've done research in the period before, around specific male artists I'd worked on, and finding the number of women artists exhibiting, being reviewed, being discussed at the time, but they kind of disappeared from art history after the Second World War for that return to conservatism. So really, I think for me, I did know of many of the artists, but I certainly found new ones along the way and remarkable works, some of which have not been seen publicly since they were made over 100 years ago, which have gone to the exhibition.
Fantastic. It's always good to learn something new, isn't it? Now, Wayne, I know that you are time restrained, so thank you for coming on. And when is, you know, this, whereabouts is the exhibition? What part of the art gallery, and how long is it on for?
It's at the Art Gallery New South Wales, as you mentioned, in Nullarnerra, our older building, and it opens to the public tomorrow, and it's on to the 15th of February. So we'd love for you to all come and see it. Dear listeners, these works won't come together again for a very long time, so it's a unique opportunity, and I think you're going to be really impressed by what you see.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have a good day.
You too. That was Wayne Tunnicliffe, the Art Gallery of New South Wales Gallery Director of Collections and Exhibition Curator. Now make sure you check out that new exhibition that he was just talking about, or we were both talking about, Dangerously Modern Australian Women Artists in Europe, 1890 to 1950. Opens tomorrow, and tickets are on sale on the gallery website. Check out our website, 2scr.com, for more details.